Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge, protection with Allah. من الشيطان, from Shaitan, Satan, the rejected enemy. Today is April 24th, 2022. We enter the last 10 days of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we say to you, Assalamu Alaikum, as well as Ramadan Mubarak. Today we're going to have a wonderful discussion with the PLLA, two L's, the Progressive Leadership Legacy Association. At this time here, we will play our opening theme song to give you time to call some friends and tell them to tune in. Theme song is titled Words Make People. And then we come back with some Quran recitation, and we'll take it from there. So call a friend. Tell them to tune in. We'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum, welcome back to Words Make People. I'm your host, Michael Sahir. We're here in Indianapolis, Indiana, with our program, Words Make People. We enter our ninth year, praise be to Allah. And there's some other interesting programs on here as well, on Wednesday and Thursday and other days of the week. We will talk about that shortly. Brother Mark is on. We can, Mark Shahid, if he's listening, he can press 1. We can bring him in after our Quran reading. The show is titled Words Make People. a phrase given to us by Imam Muhammad back in 1975 and 1976. And he was saying here, here's a quote from 1975-76. He says, in the true scriptural language, words mean much more than spoken words. It means anything that gives a message to your mind, M-I-N-D. So Allah is speaking to you not only with words, but with all the objects in the physical creation. These messages that reach your mind are called the words of God. It is these words that form your mind and your personality. You are really a creation of words. Nothing can make a man or a woman but words. Human beings can be born again. All you have to do is allow yourself to be fed by a new kind of word, and that will make you come into a new person again. That's from Imam Muhammad's book he put out in 1975-76. Some may still have that book called Wisdom of W.D. Muhammad. We're going to read from the Quran, and Allah tells us in the Quran about those who are foremost. That's going to be our reading today. I read from chapter 26, 51, where Allah is speaking about those who are foremost. And Allah says here in the Quran, this is, now we know, dear people, before reading the Quran, we're not reading just any book. So we have to be very particular and very protected as we read the Quran. And Allah tells us, we're taught through the model of Muhammad, the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. He says, before reading the Quran, we always say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That is, I seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. And then next, before reading the Quran, next we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And that is in English, with Allah's name, the merciful, benefactor, merciful redeemer. Unless you're reading chapter number 9, you do not say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before reading chapter 9. And the reason for us not doing that, because chapter 9 deals a lot with war, fighting, battle, going to war. But all the other 113 chapters of the Quran, you do say both A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim plus Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then we read here in the Quran, Allah says, this is chapter 26, verse 51, Allah says, the people are speaking, they say, only our desire is that our Lord will forgive us our faults, that we may become foremost among the believers. It says, in that that ma'u yakfiruna lana rabuna katayana kuna awalla mukminina. That Allah, that I desire, I wish, is that our Lord will forgive us our faults. And that's, we're in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And we know the last 10 days of Ramadan is our effort to be far removed from the fire, the fires of hell. The first 10 days of Ramadan is 10 days of mercy. The second 10 days are for forgiveness. And the third 10 days, the last 10 days, which we are in now, is for removal. Imam Salim Rukmin used the word emancipation. I like that too. Emancipation from the hellfire, the fires of sin. So here in this ayah, we just read, again, chapter 26, verse 51, the prayer is that that their prayer, that their desire, their netmah, is that our Lord forgive us our faults, that we may become foremost among the believers. We want to be not just a believer. Allah says to us, we should strive as in a race towards all that is good. So there is a spirit of competition, positive competition, amongst and between the believers to be the best believer in what is right. And that removes jealousy. So if a believer does better than you, you say, alhamdulillah, and then I'm going to try more. I'm going to try and do more. There's another ayat I wanted to read here in the Quran as well, and it's used the same word twice. It's chapter 56, and it says, well, asabikun, asabikun. And the word sabikun is saying foremost. Allah is calling us to be foremost. Yes, we're believers. Yes, we're good Muslims, but we still strive to be foremost. Sabikun. Sabikun. And that's what we're trying to be, dear believers. And we should intensify that during this blessed month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, you'll be allowed to me. And upon the reading, completion of reading the Quran, then we say, Sadakallahu al-Azim. Sadakallahu al-Azim. Allah has spoken a mighty truth. Allah has spoken a mighty truth. And this is what we are talking about today. So we're talking about being progressive. You know, to be progressive, you got to be on your, you got to be about your business, to be progressive. And we're going to bring on our president of the progressive leadership legacy. Those are powerful words right there. Association is good too. But the first three, progressive leadership. We ain't talking about just any everyday leadership. Talking about progressive leadership and a legacy. We all want to leave a legacy. But if you're not Sabikun, you're not going to leave Sabikun. Sabikun, give me foremost. If you're not Sabikun, Brother Clyde Akbar, you ain't going to be progressive. Welcome to Works Made People, Brother Clyde. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Could you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, as if you were sitting in the room with me.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't want to make the mistake and be on speakerphone, because I know that thing don't work, a speakerphone.
Yes, sir.
I hear you reminding us all the time, get off the speakerphone, you know. And but, you know, I just, you know, one of the things that two things that strike me is that you mentioned progressive. My gosh, I don't know how we got. And all I know that word progressive leadership legacy. We had some young sisters and brothers who were in the imam, students of the imam. They were in his class on Saturdays, and they were part of progressive leadership legacy. And they came up with that word. The young folks, young students.
Oh. Oh, is that right?
They were part of that word. The young students, they were part of that word. And before I say anything, I want to say Ramadan Mubarak to all the listeners and our Muslim community. It's a beautiful time.
Yes, sir. About when we talk. Yes, it is. Yes,
sir.
We got about 7-8 days left.
Right.
And then our friends going away.
Oh my gosh, it went so fast. Oh my, what is going on? It went so fast. It's going so fast. It's kind of sad in one way.
Yes, sir.
What is
going on?
It's going so fast this year.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they say Ramadan is our good friend. We come around once a year. So make the best of it. Make the best of our friendship while the friend's here. Yes,
and brother, you also said another thing before I forget it. I was trying to take a quick note. And then you said that if a believer does better than us, then we should say alhamdulillah. And then we should try to do more. That's beautiful. I wish if all of us could be in this community, could have that attitude. Oh my gosh! Could you imagine what kind of community would be?
Well, it's coming, little by little, I do believe.
It's coming, huh? I can't wait. I hope I'm alive to see that day.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, and also, even if you're not alive in the physical flesh, I think you'd be alive in the spirit. Because Allah says, those who die in my cause of being dead,
that's
if
correct.
They're alive, you just don't perceive it. You don't perceive
that's
it.
That's right.
So, and then now another word, too, that you hear people saying sometimes, too, when they see a believer has been blessed and been successful, they don't know. Before it happened, we say, inshallah.
Inshallah.
But after it, that's before it happens, right? Before it happens.
Before it happens.
But, inshallah, because we don't know, right? So we say, inshallah. But after it has happened, the end is turned to my. We say, mashallah.
Oh, yes, I heard that word several times.
Mashallah means it has happened, and it happened because Allah willed it to happen, and therefore I'm going to accept it because I'm not going to go against Allah's will. Mashallah. You got that car. Mashallah. Right? You got that blessing. Mashallah. And because Allah gave it to you, it happened. It's Allah's will. Mashallah. So when you see a believer being successful in life or business or whatever, that's really a boost for all of us. Mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. So we
took care
of that going forward.
Uh-huh. Well, we hope we can say that at the end of our fundraiser. After our fundraiser we have in this year. We hope we can say that. I hope y'all brothers and sisters out there can say that for us also. Mashallah.
Yes, sir.
Because,
we
went through PLLA, Progressive Leadership Legacy Association. We went through, we've been through some challenges. We have lost both of our presidents, Wally Kareem and Dan Ramsey, two beautiful brothers who were had a big part in the Imam security here in Chicago and over the country. And brother, as you know, Brother Dan Ramsey, I forgive him and accept him into paradise. He was our last president.
I mean.
I think he passed a little over a year ago, and we were sad about that. And me, I'm a street person. I spent 10 years in Harlem. Military purple heart and military combat, and I'm not cut out to be no president of no association like Progressive Legacy Leadership Association. But we had nobody, and to keep it going, they asked me to do it, and there's no way I could refuse. I had to keep that legacy going. And as the president. Right, we called you. We wanted to get on the program and promote our fundraiser this year. We were on hold for the last 2 years because of the COVID-19.
Yes, sir.
But we decided that we had to go ahead. We can't be held back no more. We have to go ahead and have a fundraiser, and it's on May the 21st, Saturday, May the 21st, from 1 p.m.
Yes, sir.
To 4 p.m. And we want to promote it in your radio program. We have some guest speakers, some powerful guest speakers. Sheikh Yusuf, Madyun, and Zabir.
Yeah, Madyun.
Yeah, Zabir. You know her. She was in your radio
Zubaydah
program a few weeks ago with Sister Aisha.
Yeah,
and
Sister Zubaydah.
Yes.
Zubaydah.
She was in your radio program. Right, the betas. They were on your program a few weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
And right now we have some members PLLA should be on your program right now. I don't know if you can recognize the numbers, which are limited to you.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, let me bring. I see three others so far.
Bring them on, please.
And if you, you had called in, and you're a PLLA member, you can press 1. This first number here. Okay. This is your vice president. I believe it is Sister Brenda Alameen.
Oh, my gosh. I have to say something about her.
Sister Brenda,
could you hear us? She's the sister of Dan Ramsey.
Yeah, you know what? No. Her call dropped. She got to call back in. For some reason, I clicked on her number, but it dropped. Let me bring in the other two numbers that I see here. Okay, this one here. I'm trying to. Oh, there she is. She called back in. Let me bring her. Bring her back on.
Sorry.
Yeah, put her back.
Sister Brenda, are you with us?
Yes, Assalamualaikum. I'm sorry, I was disconnected. Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, all of it. Ramadan Mubarak. Welcome to Work My People.
Thank you.
Yes,
Brother Mikael.
Thank you for having us on.
This is the first time that she's been on since we've been coming on throughout the years. And like I was saying, she's a special sister, the sister of Dan Ramsey, you know, and on his passing, I had to reach out to her and say, come on, we need your help, you know. We need to keep your brother's legacy going also. And here she is, the vice president, working hard every Sunday for, you know, meetings or whatever. And may Allah continue to bless her. You know, who has his own?
Yeah, okay, we have a couple more here I want to bring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, were you saying something, please?
No, I want to find out who's on the call to.
Okay, we have a sister, Zakiya. Sadiq. Sister Zakiya Sadiq. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Zakiya, are you on mute? Okay, and we hear one more number from Chicago. I do not have this number on your list, but I'm gonna bring this person on from 773450. Welcome
that?
To Words Made People.
Bashir,
yes,
that's
from Chicago.
Bashir, yes, yeah, he's not on your list, right?
Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes. Man, I'm body. Good.
Yeah, he's another warrior.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes.
Yeah, you know him. Another warrior.
Yes, sir. I heard a lot about him. It made me wish I was about 10, 15 years old so I could have been there with him when he was out there as a young man. Well, he didn't get the
old soul there. He's a warrior. And we are blessed to have them, and we are blessed to have them in PLLA. And it's a smaller, we're just a small, about 8 of us so far, and we're always appealing to get new members. I hope you can help us with that. New and young members, and young. We want some young soldiers and warriors to join PLLA.
Yes.
But
yeah,
continue with
female soldiers.
Yeah, we want female soldiers too. When I say soldiers, we want female warriors and soldiers. You know,
yes.
As a military person,
yes,
I'm always looking for that. Yes, but anyhow,
tell us. Yeah, you should first tell us a little bit about the history of PLLA, how it got started, and its mission, please.
Well, I'll defer that to Brother Bashir. If you don't mind.
Okay. All right. Yes. Assalamu alaikum to our listening audience, Ramadan Mubarak. And thank you again, Imam Mikael, for allowing us to come on to your program to mention this upcoming event. But PLLA, Progressive Leadership Legacy Association, the mission is to promote and preserve the leadership legacy of our two blessed leaders, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Wardi Muhammad. PLLA was formed after the passing of Imam Wardi Muhammad Rani of Al-Anam by his security staff here in Chicago with the objective to secure the leadership legacy of these two dedicated leaders. Recall early in Imam Wardi Muhammad's mission, his focus on the need for leadership based in guidance in the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad was foremost in his mission. So PLLA has taken on that position as security for Imam Wardi Muhammad, because Imam said we were not only to secure him and his person, his security staff, but we were to secure his community. And a community without leadership is without a ship without a rudder. So this is of great importance to our community, not only to Muslim community, but the Imam's focus was worldwide. He pointed out to us that the leadership in the world has gone down, decreased, especially citizens here in the United States, that the leadership situation here had declined. And I think we could see that in the society today. I would say that Barack Obama showed some of the example that Imam Wardi Muhammad was talking about in mature-minded people. So, this is what the mission of PLA and a little history about us. We're still striving to do that, and the need is still great. Just say one other thing. I was listening to Study Al-Islam this morning, and Fitri Muhammad, in her closing comments, talked about some of our programs coming up and the need to have strong masters, and that many of our masters, we're welcoming in people, but some of these people are taking over our masters and our focus and our leadership. So there is an urgent and important need for us to continue to focus on the leadership example of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Wardi Muhammad. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Brother Bashir. Thank you. This is, what year did PLLA begin?
Clyde, you want to answer that? Well, it was right after the passing of...
right after the passing. About 1 year after. I think it's about 1 year after he passed, and I think it's 2008. Right, 2009.
Did he pass in 08, 09?
Right, 09. Yeah, it was about 1 year after.
Yeah, so you had 13
Brother
years.
Brother Wally started it. Right, about 1 year after,
Wally
right.
Three.
And and it was just a few of us when he started it. And, here we are still around, keeping these fundraisers and stuff going on. But, Brother Mikael, what I would like to hear from is our featured speakers, our guest speakers, the Sheikh Yusuf and the Beta. She heard him speak on your radio program, I believe. And she's the one who was telling us about it. And I would like her to say something about it, about these two, because she heard them on your radio program. And she also have two other brothers, Rafi Peterson and Omar Yamini. And so it's just four guest speakers we have. And we're going to have, I would like her to, put some emphasis on these four speakers, if you don't mind, please. To briefly.
Please.
Sister Brenda.
Yes, please do.
I'm here. Yes. Sister Zakia will be able to speak to you about Brother Yusuf and Sister
Can you all
Zubeda.
Hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
I don't
can.
Know.
Yes,
do
you
all hear
can.
Me?
Welcome.
I can. Yes, I can.
You can?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Brother Mikael?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
I don't know if you can or not. You can?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. And thank you so much, Brother Mikael. I really appreciate you having us on the program. And actually, it was your program that inspired us to have this event that came up with this theme. And we were so inspired by Sheikh Yusuf and Sister Zubeda Matyoun. And as they said, this is the Progressive Leadership Legacy Association, well known as PALA. Theme is surviving 53 years in prison, which is a very strong topic, especially here during the times we're living in. If this is a fundraising event, as it was said, it was scheduled for Saturday, May 21st, 2022, and the time for the event is from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And we have some great guest speakers, Sheikh Yusuf Matyoun and Sister Zubeda Matyoun, who is retired. Who is a retired Muslim Journal information officer. And we have some other presenters which stepped up, which is Brother Raphael Peterson, a young man, and he's head of a violence prevention site director. And we have Brother Omar Yamini, who is an author, educational consultant. So we have the seniors as well as the youth coming on. So from the past to the present. So inshallah, it will be held at Ephraim Baha Center in Chicago, located at 2525 West 71st Street, Chicago, Illinois. And in-person tickets, very important, are $25. Although we also will be blessed with viewing online via Zoom, which are $15. We also have registration available on Eventbrite, and that link is 53years.eventbrite.com. All in-person tickets will be provided prepackaged meals. Also, we're going to have some DVDs on sale from our previous event that we had in 2019, and their cost is $15. Anyone that cannot attend, donations are most welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Now, can you, you said 1 to 4 p.m., and that's Chicago time, right? Central time?
Yes, it is. Central Standard Time.
Right. Okay, good. So then we can, and then, can you repeat that Eventbrite, please?
It is Eventbrite.
You say?
53years.eventbrite.com. That's the link for the online viewing, 53years.eventbrite.com.
And Bright is spelled?
It is spelled EventBrite.com.
Okay.
And it's all together, 53years.eventbrite.com.
Okay. And when we get to that site, what can we do? Can we register or?
Yeah, you can register, you can purchase tickets, and they will give you a receipt of your ticket, of your registration once you check out. So you can choose actually an in-person ticket or a Zoom ticket, or you can purchase a DVD. You have three options there. So you just choose what you want. You may want to choose more than one if you want to give someone else a ticket. And once you do all of that, you go to checkout, you put in your information, your payment information, and then your ticket number will come up. Your ticket receipt will come up.
Okay, so
saying that
so
you successfully completed your purchase.
Yes, ma'am. So someone can make this an e-gift for somebody.
Yes, they certainly can. Yes, sir.
And Brother Mikel, I would like to add. On these, this originally, the prices was I believe $25, but it's two discs in a packet, and we got it down to $15 right now, $15, and the main speakers on these at that event in 2019 was Sister Anifa Dewan and Khadija. Sadiq Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
A lot of information that they presented in that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. If someone needed to call, is there a contact phone number?
Yes.
Well, they do have a number on here, Brother Clyde.
You got two numbers in there. You got a number for Clyde Akbar. My name is not on it on the flyer, though. And then you have a PLLA number, but that number is a Google number. So they can leave a message on that number. The other number they can get me just about any time. The 312-29.
That's the 312 number.
Yeah, 312-296-7433. And they can call at any time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, now for our listening audience who may not be familiar with your guest, tell us a little bit about Sheikh, yourself, and Sister Zubeda, please.
Well, I would like to talk about Sister Zubeda. She's been, I guess, how many years at the Muslim Journal? She's literally considered the historian there. Sister Aisha Mustafa,
yeah,
refer to her all the time when historical questions come up. She said, let me refer to the historian here, which is Sister Zubeda. And she was in charge of the informational center there for the Muslim Journal. And I believe she was with the Muslim Journal, I know, over 30 years. Am I correct in that?
No. No, 50 years. I recall because...
50 years? Okay.
Yeah,
I know she's been there.
Time.
And she just recently retired, actually, not too long ago.
Yes.
And...
Yes.
And she's still called upon to answer questions regarding events that's happened in the past and the travels of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And she's always been so grateful as Dawud Elijah Muhammad extended to her and Imam W.D. Muhammad extended to her as far as employment,
mm-hmm,
which I didn't know about that one of her first places that she was employed. And how we opened our arms and doors to her, and she was so pleased in how she accepted Islam. And from that, it's just, you know, history. You know, everyone knows about Sister Zubeda, the travels that she did with the Imam, and I believe with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as well. So she has great history with the nation,
yes, she does.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and W.D. Muhammad. And not only that, when her husband came into play with all of this, what he's accomplished under the influence of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W.D. Muhammad is just astronomical, to show what faith and commitment can do, how
That's
he spoke on his imprisonment and how he embraced Islam and how that actually saved his life and which it. You know, through talking with him, it saved so many. And currently, Sheikh Yusuf is employed by the MAN organization, where he is a consultant to young people, especially people that are in danger of being imprisoned or different activities that they may get involved or will cause,
mm-hmm,
them to go to prison. He's a great counselor. He's taken advantage of Sheikh Yusuf in counseling young people. And it's just amazing, our brothers, no matter, like I say, no matter what age you are, you got something to contribute. And he's got such a great deal to contribute. And with the way
yes,
how
does.
Our society is today, we need this so much. And we need it so much, even the young people, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
on, they grabbed the banner, it wasn't dropped. They grabbed the banner, and they're moving forward with it to give more improvement and advantages to our young people.
That's
so
right.
Come to the
line
for all of them, even the young people that will also be presenting at our event. And I pray Allah that it's beneficial to all who come, all who listen, all who view, and all who give donations.
Thank you. Well, because I know I've been to a few of them in Chicago as well as Milwaukee, and I've always enjoyed myself.
Yes,
and, alhamdulillah. Me and my wife, we've always enjoyed ourselves. But I think we have
Brother
a caller here who may have a question or comment. Go ahead, Brother Clyde.
Brother Mika, I want to say one thing. I want to acknowledge Sister Zakir. She's been with us for a while now, as you know. And you asked me about female soldiers earlier.
Yes,
I don't know if I'm using the word properly, female soldiers. But this sister is a warrior. She's she steps up to the plate doing you know, all the time, and she has to put up with me now. But you know, she can do it. She's doing it. She has to put up with me now. And I, like I said before, I'm a combat warrior from Vietnam, and she you know, she handles me, you know. She has to put up with me, but she is a warrior.
What's her name again?
She is the warrior. Sister Zakiya Sadiq. Zakiya Sadiq.
Yes, sir. I believe you know me, brother.
Brother,
yes,
you know her. You know her. She's always active on the routes when we have our events. You know her.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Good,
but
good.
We really want
and
to.
I was blessed to come to your event that you all had out in Indiana. I guess before the pandemic hit.
Oh, was the parent appreciation banquet?
That was saved.
It may have been. Who all came? Brother Omar from the Baja Center.
That was Savior's Day. Yeah.
On Savior's Day, yes. Yes. Yeah, that was just before the COVID hit. Well,
right.
Before they told us about it, we don't know where
yeah, Sister,
Sister Khadija, Muhammad Sadiq.
Yeah, right. Sister Khadija was there. She spoke, and Brother Nasir was there. He spoke. It was just such a beautiful, really beautiful, beautiful event. I was so blessed to come there.
Thank
I got
you.
A ride with Brother Omar, with Imam Omar, and Sister Karen, and their representation from the Baha Center.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, we have a caller on hold. I'm going to bring this caller in.
Okay.
Let me give him a caller. This is from the 314. That's St. Louis area. Caller from St. Louis. Thanks for calling Worth Bay People. Assalamu alaikum. Can you give us your first name, your city? We know your city.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak to you, Imam Sahir, and to your very distinguished, esteemed guest. This is Mark Shahid from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, that praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost. Most of these people I know, I don't know if they remember me or not, and I'm glad to hear their voice. I was unaware that my good brother and friend, Brother Dan, had passed away, had transitioned. I was unaware. I know Sister Brenda there. I know Brother Glad Akbar there. I was part of the security team there for the last 5 or 6 years of our beloved leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, the life and all. And I also attended the PLLA, the Progressive Leadership and Legacy Association. Matter of fact, the last one I attended, my good friend Wally Kareem was there, and he was last on my radio show when I was with AM 360 Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm here on IWDM Radio, and I wanted to get him and his wife. And so, Brother Wally Kareem, he says, "Well, I can assure you, you got me, but I don't know if you can get me and my wife on." So, and praise be to Allah, I was able to attend his janazah there in Chicago. I know all of you probably remember Sister Farida Samad Siki and her transitioning and all. And so we would be there every first Sunday. And also, I think you might remember me, and you might not, I don't know, but I just had to call in to, first of all, extend the greetings of peace and bless the Ramadan to all of you, but even more so in keeping this Progressive Leadership and Legacy Association alive, because it means so much for our history, our legacy, in looking at the great, great contribution of our beloved leaders, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Warthuddin Muhammad, and what it is that they have done for this community, but even for even the sake of humanity, their great contribution. Mm-hmm. And so this is a legacy that we want to see continue on, and we want to infuse that and our youth and our young adults. And I'm glad to know, because the last time I was there, my good friend Anisa Dewan was there, Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed, another good friend of mine, was also present there. And I'm glad to see that Sister Anisa is still working with this association and all. So, inshallah, I don't get around as much as I used to because of my sight and everything. And But I'm glad to know that this program will be held on May 25th. So I say,
21st.
God, inshallah, I'm going to try to make that familiar with the
Surah.
And I would love to see you all and all. But if you can see where it can send a donation and all, if I'm not able to come, I do want to donate to this because I understand the importance and the significance
of
why this was established.
Let me ask a question on that, Brother Clyde, or whoever can answer the question. If someone cannot come and they want to send a donation, how can they do that?
Brother Sister Zakia, could you handle that, please?
Well, excuse me. On the Eventbrite, when you go in, I think there's a section there for a donation as well. If you want to purchase a ticket and you're not able to come, or you just want to give an X amount of dollars in donations, that's a choice to make. And you can check that off and put whatever amount you want in. And that's one direct way you can do it. Also, you can mail your donation into our post office box. Brother Clyde, can you help me with that?
Oh, boy, I kind of put it up. Just go ahead.
The exact address or anyone else that's on the line.
Hold up. I'm coming up with it in a minute.
Have to look it up.
Okay.
And they can mail it directly there.
It's P.O. Box, brother. I'm going to make it slow. P.O. Box. 43465, Chicago, Illinois, 60643.
Okay. And this, just I guess if I send that, this PLLA.
Yes, sir. Just make it out to PLLA.
Okay. 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 So it's the. I hope and pray that I'm able to come in person. That would be even better. So, alhamdulillah. But if not, I'd love to send a donation for that. And I would encourage the radio listening audience that's listening in here to IWDM Radio that even if you can't physically be there, it's an obligation for us to support organizations and entities such as this. Allah says in the Quran that we are to enjoin in all that's good. That means you don't have to lead everything, as Imam Muhammad taught us, but we have an obligation to support the good that we see. So wherever we see good, we should want to support it. And if you do it, these last few days, everything is amplified and multiplied in the month of Ramadan. So thank you so much, Imam Mikhail Sayer.
Brother Mark, that date is May 21st.
It's May 21st?
Yes, sir. Yes. 2022.
Okay. Well, that's all right. They can start sending it in Ramadan, can't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Mark.
I know exactly. I heard, I don't see so very well these days, but one thing I will tell people, and praise be to Allah, I listen, I hear very well. So I heard what the date was, and I know that you can't start sending in donations too early, can you?
Yes.
The earlier the
okay.
better.
Send it in yesterday.
As long as you're prepared to accept a donation early, so alhamdulillah. Just putting a positive thought out there, that's all.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, ma'am. Mikhail
Sahir,
and for having them on. It's good to hear Sister Brenda's voice and a good friend, Brother Clyde Akbar, and also enjoy working with the team. And I know we've lost quite a few. I mean, Brother Zambezi, we lost him. Brother Ron, I was. As Imam Mikhail goes to their the DNA there in Inkster, and he's been ill for a few years now, and so of course we lost Sister Farida, and there's somebody else that I can't think of. It just doesn't come to mind now. But praise be to Allah that we still have believers there just carrying on. So I will keep you in my du'as and to see what it is I can do,
yes,
inshallah, trying to get that next month. If not, I want to send a donation, God willing. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless
you.
And assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Hold on.
Sister Zakiya?
I can.
Yes, sir. I'm looking on the website now. I pulled it up. I do not see a place. I see where you can buy tickets.
Yes, sir.
But I do not see where you can make a donation.
They do not give you a donation choice. That should be there.
Okay.
We'll check on that, and I'll check back with you, Brother Mikhail, to make sure that you're able to make a donation.
Yeah.
Do that.
Well, can I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir. Please make a suggestion.
Can I make a suggestion? Okay, I always got suggestions. Hopefully this is a good one. If I make a donation in terms of buying a ticket, as though I'm going to be there, then just make a donation. If it's somebody that you see is worthy of that, just give it to them, and it still would be just a donation on that regard. If you can't infuse that in there, and I'm quite sure you probably have time to do that, so in that regard, it's fine with me.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
We will certainly do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Give it to someone else if you're able to attend. Yes, sir. That would definitely do it.
Yes, ma'am.
We still can mail in.
And Brother Mark, I want to make you remember me, Zakiya Siddiq, because I've been to a lot of events with you. I think one time, Time to Be Grateful in Washington, D.C. Here in Chicago a couple of times when you came to our events.
I was surprised in Washington, D.C. because I actually thought I was going to receive a B1 along with Imam Abdulaziz in accepting an award for CWSC and AM360 radio. But I kind of found out the night before we went to a reception at a restaurant, and there's a sister that I knew in New Jersey by the name of Mina. And she asked me, she said, "Do you know Imam Talib Sharif?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I've had him on my radio show when I was with AM360, but I had never met him in person." So she called him over and introduced him to me, and he sat down at the table. So he said, "Oh, so you're Mark Shaheed?" I said, "Yes, sir." Mm-hmm. I said, "So you're Imam Talib Sharif?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, I want you to know that you're going to be receiving the Time to Be Grateful award in terms of broadcasting, excellence in broadcasting."
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
I still didn't get it. And so I said, well, Imam Abdulaziz and I, he says, no, not Imam Abdulaziz. We'll have something for him at another time. You're going to be receiving the award. Now I'm sitting at a table with the recipients, my good friend Imam Fahim Shuaib was to my right, and I didn't know that Imam Kazem Ahmed was sitting right behind me. So my beloved sister Anissa Dewan and my good friend Preacher Moss, they actually co-emceed that, if you recall. And so
yeah.
Preacher Moss had just kind of cracked the joke, you know, those that come up, that if they go beyond the time, they're going to get gonged or something like that. So when they call my name in terms of recipient, now I had my whole thing set out how I was going to accept it for AM360. But the Time to Be Grateful has selected me, and I think my good sister, Professor Aisha K. Mustafa, the editor, had a lot to do with that. So I had to kind of change what it was I was saying. I was really, really very surprised there. So, yes, I was in Washington, D.C., so alhamdulillah. And I didn't know, but we probably have met before because I travel quite a bit, and I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, I usually made it to Chicago to some of the Pella fundraisers that we had there. I remember you came there as well.
Yes.
And as in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. I was in Milwaukee also for that. Yeah, so
yes,
I try to support
yes,
that we have in this community. I encourage everybody that's listening to IWDM Radio, please support. If you can't be there, send the PLLA a donation. It don't matter how big or small it is. They take it all. So do that. Allah will
bless
you. As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Mark, can you hold on? As-salamu alaykum. Brother Mikhail, as-salamu alaykum.
Yes.
This is Becky Assad. Mark, you should remember me also. I used to come to St. Louis with a contingent of paper sellers during a period of time of the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I was the paper captain there in Chicago. So we go back a long way.
Yeah.
What I want to say, Mark, is that we really appreciate the work that you're doing. Your physical sight may have diminished some, but your insight has increased greatly, and we appreciate the work you're doing. Also, I would like to see if we can work you into our program because of your focus on marriage. And this is a situation with the beta and her husband. We talk about leadership, and they're showing leadership in marriage. And as you know and have expressed the importance of that in our society. So if we can reach out to you, you know, after this program or sometime to see if you might make a contribution to this program.
Yes, sir. Well, my number is not a personal private number, so if it's okay with you, ma'am, Sayer, I can give it out to you now,
yes,
and you can just contact me directly.
I'm somewhere like my good brother and friend,
Imam Kazem Ahmed. He always used to say, I could call Kazem up anytime. He said, Shaheed, you call me anytime. He said, if I don't answer the phone, that means that I'm tied up. He said, but I never got too big where people couldn't call me, and I wouldn't return the call, so I feel the same way. So you can contact me, area code 314-435-7213. Once again, it's 314-435-7213. If you don't get me, leave a voice message, leave your name, and leave a callback number. My ears are pretty much my eyes these days. So if you do that, I will return your call. Thank you so much.
Brother Mark, before you go, this is Clyde Akbar. I want to say one thing. I don't know if I'm politically correct, but I want to say that you have said some stuff today. You know, most of the time, you know, it's very challenging taking over Brother Dan Ramsey's place and Brother Wally's place as the president.
Yes.
And I feel like, to be honest with you, sometimes I feel like giving it up because they passed, and I want to stick around here for some more. A while again, but and I don't want to, you know, I'm not a quitter, but a lot of times I feel like giving up. You know what you said today, is kind of encouraging, and it's going to leave something with me, and
yes,
I take that into deep consideration. And I thank you again, and I appreciate you, and I hope we can see you on May the 21st.
Yes, sir. And Brother Clyde, I remember the first Muhammad Speaks that came out with our beloved leader, Imam Worthy Muhammad, on there. He was dressed in the FOI uniform. He had the fez that we just had got a bib to, and all. I had got mine about 3 years before that, but it was a special edition. And it was titled that Imam W.D. Muhammad was born for the mission. We have to understand that whatever it is that Allah gives us in this life, you know, that's why we say, Imam Muhammad corrected us when he said, he says, we plan and Allah plans, Allah's the best planner. Imam W.D. Muhammad says, no. He said, man plans, but Allah has already planned, and he's the best planner. So Allah's plan is always in motion. It's always moving. And so whatever it is that we plan on doing, just like I heard my good brother and friend, it's one of our very learned imams here, Imam Mikhail Sahir, because he was explaining, inshallah and mashallah. Mm-hmm. So we may be planning something, and we always, and Allah tells in the Quran, never say what you would do tomorrow without saying, inshallah, God willing. It's only Allah's will that prevails over everything and everybody. But then when you see where you are now, where you ended up now, that was in Allah's plan, mashallah. So you take on that challenge, you take on that trial, that test that Allah has given to you. Allah does not put a burden on any soul that it can't bear. So Allah will bless you, and I'll make dua for you, Clyde.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Imam Sahir. I didn't mean to be on this long, but Allah is the best knower.
Allah knows best.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam, Ramadan Mubarak.
And Mark, before you go, and Imam Mikhail, if you'll allow me. The DV, can I say
Bashir,
something?
He's gone, Bashir.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. You know, the focus that you have on marriage, our DVD, our 10th anniversary DVD, which included a feature speaker, Sister Khadija Sadiq Muhammad, is very significant. She talks about her marriage to Imam Wardeen Muhammad.
Definitely.
And it's so powerful and so significant. Everyone should have it, and especially
powerful.
So I'm encouraging you and our listeners to get this DVD. Our theme for that particular event was planning to live and lead through our children and our institutions.
Mm-hmm.
But Sister Khadija Sadiq Muhammad, she addresses that issue and the significance of her marriage to Imam Wardeen Muhammad. It's something that we didn't expect. But we have a treasure here, and we want to share this treasure with everyone. So
yes, sir.
Please get it.
Well, just let me know how I can get it. When you give me a call, I most certainly just consider it done. As a matter of fact, if I get the right information on, I actually have a production here on IWDM Radio that I had at AM360, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Quran Shakir down in Atlanta, Georgia. As my co-host and co-facilitator, actually, I can and will promote that, you know, to those who listen in to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab here on IWDM Radio. So get that information.
That would be a donation. That would be a donation on me, Brother Mark, the DVD. That would be a donation to you from me.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. I appreciate that. Yes, yes, sir.
Brother Mark, maybe you can have them as a guest on your show to promote their May 21st event.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Okay, yes, that's a great idea because this month, my theme, of course, this is the month of Ramadan, is fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. So I do have Imam Dr. Abdel J. Nuruddin come this Saturday, but I do host the MGM Roundtable, which is the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. So we can look at doing that maybe the first Wednesday, or not the first, or the second Wednesday in the month of May before the event. So we check the calendar. And so when you call me, we'll look at getting you scheduled in on the roundtable, okay?
Brother Clyde, you hear that?
Alhamdulillah. You're speaking to Brother Bashir. Brother Bashir, you hear that, Brother Clyde?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. I'd like the whole team to come. The whole team to come on. So the more the merrier. And that way we can promote you. And that's a great idea, Imam Sayyid. We try to work together and all so to give you as much as exposure as we possibly can. Want people to know about the good that you're still doing. Thank you so much. Thank you, Imam Sayyid, for the suggestion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan
Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your input.
Yes, I'm looking at the flyer here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at the flyer.
My number is in the flyer.
It says $25, but there's also a meal to come with that. So the people who come
Yes, that's an in-person. That is in-person ticket. That's $25. And so when they come in person at the Baja Center, a prepackaged meal will be provided. Very nice meal at that.
Good. Yes, ma'am. My
number is in that. Go ahead.
Your number is on the flyer.
Yes.
Yes.
The flyer on your website does not have a phone number on it.
We're going to get that taken care of. We're going to speak to our website manager and have him correct that. Please remind me.
He should have it.
Yeah.
Did you need us to repeat it for you, Brother Sahir? Mikhail?
Yeah, for the listening audience, please. Yeah,
okay. If they want to leave a message, they can dial 847-497-0889. They can leave a message as well directly with Clyde Akbar, who's the president of our organization. And that number is 312-296-7433.
Okay. So you can repeat both numbers again, please.
Yes. The first number, they want to leave a message. It is 847-497-0889. Or to speak directly with Brother Clyde or leave a message on his voice, his number is 312-296-7433.
Okay, thank you very much. Tell us
a little
bit more about Rafi and about Omar Yamini. And Omar Yamini was on my show about 3 or 4 years ago with his book.
Wow.
But
oh, really?
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about your other two speakers.
Sister Brenda.
I don't have their bio in front of me, but Sister Brenda may know a little bit
Sister
more if she's still on the line.
Yes.
She may know a little bit more about that.
Go ahead, Sister Brenda.
I don't have their bio as of yet, but they did give me some information, and I can tell you a little bit about both of them. Rafi Peterson is a violence prevention site director, and I got a chance to talk to him. I don't know him personally, but he was very enthusiastic about talking about his time in prison. He was in prison from 1983 until 1997. He's 65 years old. He actually worked with gangs. He has a street outreach program, Dawah. He does Dawah he did do Dawah in Cook County Jail. And he is very instrumental in helping the young people to get back on their feet in the community. He did Dawah in the prison for 5 years. He also worked for Iman for a while, and I don't think he's with Iman now. And that's the information that I have on him at this particular time. And with Brother Omar. Go on.
Go ahead, please.
And with Brother Omar Yamini, he was also in prison. He's 45 years old, and he was in prison from 1996 to 2011. And he is an author, and he's also an educational consultant who has written books, and I think he works with young people as well to help them to stay out of prison, talking with them to stay out of prison. So I'm looking forward to these two gentlemen coming to our program. They were very enthusiastic about attending and speaking on prison reform and what they've gone through and what they want to see happen and working with the youth. And looking forward to having them.
Very good.
Ma'am McKay.
Very good. Yes.
We'd like to point out, too, the significance of these two guests. They both came in contact with USEP while in prison.
Yes.
And they will talk about how instrumental he was in turning their lives around. USEP is a legend in the Illinois prison system. And there's many parallels with USEP to reports we have in the Quran. You know, USEP in the Quran is talked about unjustly in prison, and then being able to interpret dreams. And you know, I relate that interpreting of those dreams as solving problems. And he helped many young men that came through the prison system to solve many personal and societal problems that they had in their lives. And they've come back out to be productive citizens in the community. So these are two speakers that will personally attest to the significance of USEP and its influence on those who came through that system.
Yes, I see that your main topic on your flyer is faith in Allah, faith in marriage. So these two young men that you're speaking about, brothers Rafi and Omar, and also, of course, Sheikh USEP, faith in Allah. Let's talk some more about progressive leadership and legacy. You mentioned the main focus is upon the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W.D. Muhammad. And I'm thinking about doing a show in the near future. The idea is to kind of percolate in my mind, but it's the way I'm thinking of it now is going to be titled The Minds or the Intellects Produced by the Mind of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Because that's showing a progression of leadership. They have a word called seminal. Seminal means that it is impregnating other minds. But your group is, I think, it's centered around that for this progressive leadership, faith in Allah. Now, what do you all see for the future? PLLA. I'd like for each of you, I guess, to share your thoughts on that, because you mentioned about getting the young people involved as well. So tell us about what do you envision for the future.
Well, if I can make a comment.
Yes, sir.
As I pointed out earlier, that one of the main focuses of Imam Wadi Muhammad early in his mission was the need for leadership. Now, he didn't address just the Muslim community per se. He was addressing leadership in the world, and that the Quranic based and example of Prophet Muhammad's leadership, which Allah blessed us with, was lacking in the world, and it needed to be reinstituted. As you mentioned, we there's a need to remake the world. So I see our future, and we're discussing this too as a group, what our future should be, what our direction should go. Imam Wadi Muhammad pointed out too, as times change, there are needs that come up that we have to recognize and address.
So basically, you know, our focus has been right within the Muslim community. But I see a broader approach that we need to take, and that's going outside of our four walls and addressing our community here within the United States. And as we grow, become more sophisticated, is to address that issue in the world today. And we see in the world today with the leadership that we're seeing now that's being displayed, I see in myself, and I can quite sure, the immaturity of leadership in the world and just and merciful and progressive leadership. If we want to progress as humanity, we need the type of progressive leadership that Imam Wardeen Muhammad pointed to in the guidance of Quran, an example of Prophet Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Brother Bashir.
Thank you.
Just to add to that, Brother Bashir, you were quoting, I believe, Imam W.D. Muhammad also spoke on the economics and the education and the institutional, and it was one other that he did. He had four concentrations that he saw as being leader, having leadership in. In order to move forward, we have to build these economic institutions, the educational institutions type things, and how we have to move forward with that. And as you said, we have to go outside of our own four walls. We invite others in, and we go into their world where it will affect our world and make it better. And so we only have the youth to lead on, and so we're going to have to embrace things that they are involved in as well as leave a legacy for them. So, inshallah, through our efforts, these items will be, you know, touched upon.
Yes, ma'am. It's an audience. You're welcome to press one, this audience, and she have a question about this powerful dynamic program for May 21st in Chicago, Illinois, from 1 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. For in person, you can join $25, also virtually online. But she have a question. Did listeners press one on your phone? And let us hear from you as well. Was that Sister Zakiya speaking or Sister Brenda? I'm sorry.
That was Sister Zakiya speaking.
No, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, did you have something else you want to add?
No, sir, that was it. Brother Bashir has what he wants to add to that.
Well, let me propose this thought. I shared it before. I try to make it short, but I always think about myself. When I was born, the president was Dwight Eisenhower. I know nothing about Dwight Eisenhower because I was just a child. I remember Kennedy because I was a child in grade school when he was killed, so I got a reason to remember him because he was a very powerful moment in the country. And the older I get, the more familiar I am with the presidents. So I'm at this high school about 4 or 5 years ago, and I mentioned something like it was about African-American Muslims who were around, and the children were looking like kind of stunned. And so during the break, the teacher told me this. She said, you know, I have to tell them who Bill Clinton is. I said, what? She said, yes, I got to tell them they don't know Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton, but then I thought about it, after Bill Clinton, we had 8 years of Bush Jr., we had 8 years of Obama, and 4 years of Trump. These children in the classroom were not even born yet. So I began to connect, oh, that's how I was with Dwight Eisenhower. Now, I said all that to say this. It's 14 years now Imam has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Another 5 years is going to be 19, 20 years, right? 5, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have grown Muslims. We're going to have grown Muslims And I'm asking this in light of your group and keying in on the word legacy. They will have from us our renditions and our stories, but how do we pass on the legacy to a generation that was either childless or not born yet? How do we formulate the language, the picture, to pass it on?
So well, that's a question, I'd like to make a comment, Brother Mikhail. You know, that's a good question, and something that we need to deal with. What came to my mind is something that the documentary Ken Burns is doing. I think most recent thing about Benjamin Franklin. Now we didn't live in the time of Benjamin Franklin. I think my first president of recall was Truman in my age bracket.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But yes, we need to look at that, and I know the situation. I know children right in my community here in Chicago, young children that didn't know anything about Imam Wardi Muhammad. We had a little program one time. They said, "Well, we've heard his name, but we don't know much about him, his insights."
Yes, sir.
That was something that was, and when I heard it, I said, "That's a real deficit for us," and that's something we need to address.
Yes,
but start formulating strategies and programs so that this important—I don't even want to say information—that word is too small for what Imam Wardi Muhammad gave us and still exists with us. Yeah.
Yeah. And Brother Bashir, I might mention how younger people learn about things. The things are documented. I mean, physically documented through film and written word and social media. And the only way we can get that out there is actually literally to do it, and to reach out to some of our younger people as well as older people to help do this. When we speak of African-American month or whatever, we relate, as far as Muslims are concerned, for the African-American Muslims in America, as very small. I mean, they can relate to Malcolm X. They can relate to Muhammad Ali. They give a little bit to Dr. Elijah Muhammad, but very little, and he was the beginning. And they give very little, if all, anything to W.D. Muhammad. And he was so instrumental later on in the years with the government, getting us involved with the government and saying the first prayer in Congress. All of that is kind of left out of history as a norm. It's just left out. It needs to be put out there in the public so they can see this. So whatever documentaries we have or whatever we can pull together as a, I'm going to say as a nation, that we need to put it out there so young people can see this and hear this. Because if they can't Google you, and they only have a few paragraphs
right.
on a person, that's what they're going to believe, and that
right.
can totally be
exactly.
out of context. So unless we change this, then it won't get changed, and we need to change it now. We're so far behind in doing that. But inshallah, with efforts that we are doing across the country, I mean with all the masjids, all the masjids, and we do have Eastern Muslims or immigrant Muslims or however we want to, the politically correct way of saying this, is that they're giving more attention actually to us and what was said. But even so, when it's mentioned in a couple of paragraphs. It's not anything extensive. I mean, like during the month of it might have been African American history, or it might have been a Christian religion, when they were doing the exhibition of the study of Yusuf, the story of Yusuf, which is a very dynamic to me, nice story that I always like to review doing Palm Sunday or whenever they have it, and I like to see it. We got young people that are film, I want to say film directors, and we have to support these people mm-hmm. when they're trying to come up with a film and keep them on track, because they don't really know either, because they're bringing a lot of things just from their mindset. But we've got actual documented facts that they can incorporate into that. And so we need
brother,
to utilize them.
Brother Mika, you know, that's a
yes.
good question you asked, and a great discussion what we're discussing now. And I remember, correct me, the imam talked about, before he passed, about to keep his spirit, what did they say, keep his spirit alive. Could you correct me?
He said, give him a good future.
He said, give him a good future and keep his spirit
yeah.
alive. And within our
community, he'll live in us.
Right. And within our community, and I share this with PLLA too, I tried to order it, which I did finally got it. There's a book, it's the imam's material. Like, there's a book called Climate for Islam, Climate for Business Success.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's almost out of print, and that should not be. It's almost out of print, and I had difficulties trying to get it online. When it first came out, it was $7.95. I had to online now. It's over $33, and I bought a couple copies.
Oh yeah,
and I gave it
yes,
out.
Sir.
I sent one to our website manager.
Yes, sir.
And another book that came out, and some of them, the Muslims in our community don't know about it, Commentary on Selected Verses of the Holy Quran by Imam Muhammad, about Imam Muhammad. I know you're familiar with that book. And
yeah,
Go
ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Commentary on Selected Verses of the Holy Quran. I think you were part of that project too.
Yes, sir, I am.
Right. Some of the members
yes.
in our community are not aware of this. And this has so much information. I try to, during our meeting sometimes, I try to use quotes from these books and share it with our members and our PLLA members. So these yes, things to me, you know, even within our own community, we're not aware of these things. Some of these books are like Islam, A Climate for Business Success. It's just sitting in our shelves. The first one I bought, I can't even find it. You know, finally
well,
I had to go and get a new one.
Yeah, well, then, if I may just mention this too, that the SCUL Association is more than just an association, because you're doing a very important work. Because you mentioned books, and I've done a program on this too. And I need to play it again. Who's going to inherit your personal Islamic library? Who have you? It's talking about legacy, right?
Good question. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So who have you intentionally appointed that when I die, my physically die, you or this masjid or somebody's going to get my personal library, because we got literal decades
mm-hmm.
Some of us got reel-to-reel, cassette tapes, CDs,
mm-hmm.
Remember Muhammad, and other books. And sometimes if we're not careful, they'll go right to the Goodwill. And, I've seen some, we heard of some, it says some here went to the trash can. It hurt me to say it, but I got to say it because it's true. So part of a leadership legacy, if we can include that aspect, that you have a grandson, niece, nephew, or master, when I pass, this library goes to you, because I've seen you as someone who's about to
mm-hmm.
business this community.
Very good.
But Michelle, I'd like to mention also, in the same vein, you know, the importance of Imam Wardi Muhammad. I mentioned this before, but I sat next to him when he was addressing the audience, And he said, I've given you diamonds and gold, and you've just left it on the ground. So mm-hmm. in our community, too, we have to realize the great blessing that Allah has given us in Imam Wardi Muhammad. You know, Imam Wardi Muhammad was mentioned jokingly sometimes. He said, everybody wants me but y'all. He said, people in high places listen to me. They listen to me. They know about me. But he kind of addressed, but y'all kind of devalue me. And this is something, you know, again, that we're going to need to do to pass this on, this legacy on. There was a book written by the author Chancellor Taylor, and a book that he was documenting Clinton's administrations called The Clinton Tapes. And in that book, he comments, he says that the most unappreciated religious leader of the 20th century was Imam Wardi Muhammad. The most unappreciated religious leader of the 20th century was Imam Wardi Muhammad. And we know,
now,
too.
No, that's an indictment against us. I mean, I have to get personal.
So these are situations and realities that we need to address. And hopefully PLLA, what we're doing is addressing it in the best way, in the capacity we have. And let me say something about Clyde being president. He's doing a very good job at that.
Alhamdulillah.
And we're thankful for that.
Brother Mika,
how can you get the PLLA started in other cities?
Well, I don't think that's something that we've got to address yet. I think that's something on our drawing board. I think our president Clyde has brought that to our attention, that we need to readdress our organization, the way we're going, and the things we need to do.
And can I intervene for a second and say that the Imam Muhammad had a vision. This is Brenda, Sister Brenda Elamine.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. He had a vision also when he was alive that he was teaching some of our younger people about the religion. And because he knew they would be the ones to bring it forward and teach it, not just like he's teaching it, but very similar and adding their own in it. And I think there's several of them who are doing tremendous jobs.
Yes, it is.
So I'm hoping that PLLA will bring younger people on board with their ideas to stimulate. We need to stimulate PLLA right now. And I think bringing on younger people, getting them involved, listening to their ideas, and being open to their ideas will help us as well to grow. So some of your questions that you're asking, we're coming back. We're coming back, and we're working on all of those things. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Brother,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Is this Sister Zakiya?
Yes. I agree so much with Sister Brenda as far as bringing on the young people to help move us forward. And we do have young people involved, and we need to get more involvement from them. And they are the type of people that we want. We have Sister Anissa on board with us. We have so many other young people on board with us. And we need to get more of them, and we need to get them more involved, and so they can structure certain things for us. So inshallah, as we move forward, this will happen, you know. And that way we will be able to expand the PALA, and we will be able to expand other chapters in different areas or locations. And our chapters will increase.
Brother Mika, I have a question to ask before the program is ended today. And that is a Time to Be Grateful Award. Have you had an award? Is that a Time to Be Grateful Award? Since you,
Are
you dead?
Recently.
The last one back in December that I was an awardee. They gave me the Imam W.D. Muhammad Award, a citizenship award. Yes.
Great. That's when we say mashallah.
Yeah, someone got some background noise. Can you repeat that, please?
Well deserved it. That's a well deserved award. You're doing such a great job in our community.
Well, the only thing I know is that it's our turn, and we don't want to miss it. That's the only thing I know. It's our turn. We don't want to miss it. Look, the question I'm going to ask. If any of our callers want to, listeners want to press one on their phone, this is a good time to ask a question about a organization that began by Imams in the beginning, by his security team, and it has not floundered. And very good programs. If you come, you will enjoy yourself. From what I've been to, they've always have been fantastic. If anything else that I'm overlooking about this event coming up on May 21st. May 21st. And that's my mother's birthday, so I can't forget that day. But I plan to be in Chicago for it. Mark your calendars. I've been
May promoting 21st, it
on my Facebook page. Yes, May
sir.
21st. I've been promoting it on my Facebook page and other pages, and I will continue to promote it.
We chose to have prepackaged meals because of the COVID situation, and we have a good caterer who is doing it. A Muslim caterer, Brother Darren, and he's a pro at keeping these meals warm, even though they're prepackaged. We have some special containers that will be prepackaged with. So we hope that we have enough.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, we have to have a plan B. We have to have a plan B in case we have an overflow.
Brother Mikhail, I'd like to say, for our listening audience too, and as you said, you've been to our programs, and they've been some very good programs. And what PLLA attempts to do is to put on something that's very substantive. If you're going to talk about Imam Wardeen Muhammad and honor of Elijah Muhammad, leaders, these were very serious people. So our events focus on serious topics that needs to be addressed. And this one, too, is the story, because you had them on your program. I think the program lasted for 3 hours, didn't it, when they were on?
Who was that? Youssef?
When you had the program, Your Own Words Make People, I think that program lasted for 3 hours.
It was about 3 hours and 12 minutes, because 3 hours was a demi, but we had to cut it off. We could have been 4 or 5 hours.
So, for the listening audience, their story, if we want to call it a story, is one of significance and importance, because this is a marriage that lasted 53 years under dire circumstances. Youssef was incarcerated. His wife was pregnant with their second child. She had to raise those children over those 53 years with her husband being incarcerated. And many marriages today in this society
may not last 5 days in some situations. So when you're reflecting upon this marriage of this couple,
yes,
which, they will, inshallah, give us that insight of how they
mm-hmm.
stayed together with their marriage,
yes, sir.
Raised two young boys, two young men now that are respectable citizens in society. And now he's
yes,
come
sir.
Out after 53 years, and he is now dedicating himself. He didn't come down, he didn't come out and sit down. He came out and went to work.
He sure
and
did.
Is doing a beneficial job within the community. So this is a great story. Hopefully we can advance it somewhat beyond what you've done. I know you did a very great job in the program, but possibly we can get a little more insight into.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We do have a caller. I'm going to get to our caller here. Caller from 562 area code. Caller from 562. Thanks for calling Works Made People. Can you give us your first name and your city and your question or brief comment, please? 562. 562 225. Okay. Well, maybe they don't have a comment after all.
Yeah.
I do want to back up, and I meant to mention this before, and for us identifying people who can take our libraries from us, we should also be very mindful of people in our community, in particular those who are elderly and single, that go to them and ask them for their library. Because they may not be in a position due to their age or whatever to even be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be proactive and identify people in the masjid and ask them, can you donate your library to the masjid? You know, so we just don't want to lose this information. We don't want to lose it. Okay. I want to thank all of you all. Brother Clyde, Sister Brenda, Sister Zakia, Brother Bashir, for sharing this information with us. We need to support this program. I'm telling you, it's a good one. It's a very good one.
Brother
thank you for having us. 48 hours.
Brother Mikael, I want to add, this is our first time, as I said, things are changing. We are, and it is difficult. It was difficult for us to make these changes. We have never done Eventbrite before. We have never done Zoom before in our functions. And we pray a lot that that we are successful in using these new technology, you know, for the first time.
Yeah.
And that our program is blessed by Allah. Especially with Eventbrite, you know, I know Sister Zakia was a part of that also, getting it organized and the Zoom. So we hope that it could
yes.
go smoothly. And we pray
yes,
Allah
yes,
that we are successful with that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the right dua. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Let me try, I'll call her one more time. I'm from the 562 area code. Time one more time. Call from 562-25. You have a question or comment, please? Okay. I gave him two chances. Okay. Alhamdulillah. You are welcome to stay on. I did promise, I almost forgot, I had promised that I would make some comments from my Friday Coop Bar. The Friday Coop
mm-hmm.
Bar was on topic for us on the last 10 days of Ramadan, or are you closer to your fitra? So I'm going to put you all on mute.
Yes, sir.
If you have a comment, you can. I want to get done. You just be a few minutes here. Then I'm going to. If you press one on your phone, you can leave the queue, and then when I get done, if you want to press one again to come back on, you can. So all those who have been on, you can press one, please. But my talk on Friday at the Juma was on that topic. The last 10 days of Ramadan. And in that discussion that we're recognizing that if you said the first 10 days of Ramadan is for mercy, the second 10 days of Ramadan is for forgiveness, and the last 10 days of Ramadan is for forgiveness. And so we, in fasting in Ramadan, we are fasting in the ninth month, and at the end of the ninth month, we are really, in a very real sense, not just the symbolic way, in a very real sense, we are born again. That's why S. Imam Muhammad pointed out to us that Ramadan is in the ninth month, because the child is also born at the end of the ninth month, as we are born as well in the ninth month of Ramadan. The word that we were tied in, that we keyed in on, I'm sorry, we keyed in on was the words from the root word fa and ta and ra. Not that soft T, but that hard T. Fa, ta, ra. Fa, ta, and ra. Which from that word we get the various words, including the word fitra, and we get the word iftar as well. And then, let me see, I think I'm gonna get down to my notes there, because I meant to have my notes printed out, but I don't quite have them. I think I may have it here. But as we get to the last 10 days for forgiveness, just give me a second here, please. Just give me a second to get to these notes, because I don't want to sit up here and miss something that may be important. Okay. So here we go. Looking at chapter 4 and verse 119 of the Quran, Allah is revealing Satan's plan. Satan says, quote, I will mislead them, and I will create in them false desires. I will order them to slit the ears of cattle and to deface the fair nature created by Allah. Whoever forsaken Allah takes Satan for a friend, has of a surety suffered a loss that is manifest. So again in the Quran, we have in chapter 30, verse 30, Allah says, so set you your face steadily and truly to the faith. Establish Allah's handiwork according to the pattern on which he has made mankind. No change let there be in the work wrought by Allah. That is the standard religion, but most among mankind understand not. Surely Allah has spoken the mighty truth. So here in chapter 30, ayah 30 of the Quran, where it says to us plainly that we should put our faith, our focus of our faith toward Almighty God, Allah. It says here that it says, for ikmal wajhikal, Al-Ladina, that we should put our faith family to the faith, and it says Hanifan. Hanifan. Now, Hanifan means to be upright. So we have to put our faith to the faith, but then it says that we are to establish Allah's handiwork according to the pattern. And this word for pattern is fatara. Fatara nasi, fatara nasa, I'm sorry, That is the pattern in which Allah has made mankind. So this ideal of fitra, fatra in this Surah 30, Ayah 30, is telling us that Allah's handiwork and the pattern of that He made us as human beings, they are in agreement. It's based upon the fitra. We talk about the fitra being our original human nature. Then Allah's okay, I am back. I don't know what happened, but I was disconnected from my show. I got to get me a sound check. Oh, my goodness. Brother Mark, can you hear me? Brother Mark, are you trying to call me now? Brother Mark, can you hear me? Oh, my goodness. I've got to get me a sound check. Make sure I'm being heard. Brother Mark. Okay. Well, I'm hoping you all can hear me. I do hope you all can hear me. I should be back on now. Let me try somebody else here. 450. That was Brother Bashir. Can you all hear me now? Okay, he's not answering me. Brother Clyde. Brother Clyde. Hello. Well, I'm going to continue talking. I hope y'all can hear me. Okay. And we'll call from 310-704. Yes. Can y'all hear me talk?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, brother, ma'am. Yes, sir. We can hear you. This is Brother
Okay,
Sammy
good.
From Los Angeles.
Thank you very much, Brother Sammy. Okay, I'm put yes, you back on mute, and I continue with my notes. Some kind of way you hung up on me, but I call back in. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so here again, going back to Surah 30, Ayah 30, where Allah says here plainly in the Quran, before we should set our face steadily and truly to the faith, F-A-I-T-H. But here, this word, this pattern, it says Allah's handiwork. So that's saying the fatara talahi. The word fatara is right there, but it's saying for Allah. And then it says over here, it says the fatara nasir. So Allah's handiwork, based upon the fitra, the same pattern as our fitra as human beings. But then Allah says, don't change it. It says, la tabdil, don't change that. We're talking about Ramadan. We're talking about the last 10 days of Ramadan. That's our main focus. But here I'm referencing Surah 30, Ayah 30, Allah says, don't change it. La tabdil, don't change it. But then it says here a very important point. It says that thalika dinu, it says the religion, the standard for religion, the word for standard is al-qiyamu, like qiyam, to stand in prayer, right? Qiyam, be upright. That thalika ladina al-qiyamu, that is the standard for, that is the standard religion. That is the standard religion. So what is it saying to us? That our original nature that Allah created for us, given to us first in our father Adam, that is the religion. You may say Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, whatever, and have different names for religion, and we respect them because they each have their particular set of rituals. but here in Surah 30, Ayah 30, Allah saying the standard religion that should not be changed is that Allah made us on our fitra. Fitra meaning your original human nature. Not just nature, but the original human nature. So Ramadan is celebrated upon the fitra to bring us back to that original self. The meal that we eat in the evening is called iftar. Iftar is from the same root as fitra. Iftar, fatrara, they are from the same root. It's all returning us back to nature. Whenever you break your fast in the evening, only break your fast with natural food. The preference is dates and water. But if perchance you cannot find date, never ever, unless you're just in a dire, can't change the situation, never ever break your fast with processed man-made food because you're breaking the pattern. The pattern is nature, 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 because it is to bring us back to our original nature. And that's why iftar is from the same word as nature, or fatra. And it's saying it's a breakage, and it is also a cleavage as well. So you're breaking the fast. But the key word in it, it brings us back to our nature. And after we have 29 or 30 days of breaking the fast in the evening, iftar, then we go to the next day. It's called Eid al-Fitr. So fitr, iftar, fatra, they're all from the same root. And it's speaking about our original nature. Ramadan is a savior. Ramadan is a savior. We know about Savior Day, right? Well, Ramadan is a savior month. Now, we know Allah is the ultimate savior because Allah is the savior of all the other saviors. Even our parents, our mother and father, they owe a savior. But Allah is our parents' savior. So Ramadan is one of the saviors that saves us from the hellfire of sin. And that's the last 10 days of Ramadan. By now, after 27 days going into our last 10 days, May 30, we should be closer 20 days into Ramadan to our fitra than we were on the first and second and third day. Each day of Ramadan should be bringing us closer back to our original self until we have a victory. And that's what Eid stands for. The word Eid, Eid means a reoccurring victory, a victory that happens over and over again. But this first victory is the Eid of Fitra, or the Eid of the victory of returning back to our original nature. Now, we know the second Eid is Eid al-Ahad, and Ahad just means bigger and brighter. Yes? But this, we're talking about these last 10 days of Ramadan. We should be getting closer to our fitra than we were at the beginning. So we are told that every child is born on the pattern of Adam. The prophet, peace be upon him, reported that Allah, highly glorified is Allah, said, I created my servants in the right religion, but the devils made them go astray. So in our original creation of our father Adam, or even each time a child is born into the earth fresh, the physical child from the physical womb of the physical mother, that child is in the state of Adam. He has committed no sin. That child came right from paradise. And so that again ties into us fasting in Ramadan, the ninth month in which the child is born. So our aspirations in life is to get to paradise, to get to Jannah. We are all trying to get to heaven, and we get a taste of heaven at the end of Ramadan. We are born new. We are told that if you complete the fast of Ramadan and you fast sincerely only for Allah. You didn't fast to look good in the mirror. You didn't fast for health reasons. You only fasted for Allah. Allah says you fast for him and him alone. That's what he says, right? Fasting is for him and him alone. If we complete that fast, all our past sins are forgiven. That's a wonderful feeling, dear believers. All of our past sins are forgiven. That's like the newborn babe. Again, the ninth month. When the child is born after the ninth month, and we come out of Ramadan after the end of the ninth month, saying Eid, either a fitr or celebrating the victory, because Eid is a victory. You're celebrating the victory. What is the victory? Overcoming the appetites, the pulls, the gravities of emotions and feelings, appetites and passions to regain our original human self, our original human nature. So I think I've seen anything. Let me see anything else. I want to get a whole, all of it. Yes, I think that's, no, let me share this here too. Because we have to be aware that Ramadan is giving us a protection. The word Ramadan means the wrapping that is put around us to protect us from the heat. It goes back to a practice from the, back in the day in Arabia, where they would wrap the feet of the camel with cloth to protect the hoof or the foot of the animal from the hot sands. So they would wrap the foot of the animal, the hoof of the animal, so that their feet would not be burnt by the hot sand. So the concept that's transferred to us as human beings is that Ramadan wraps us also, but not from the hot sands of the desert, but from the hot sins, the hot passions, to protect us from the heat of a hellfire. And so this world here gives us many enticements, bait, to allure us away from our natural self. That was the verse we read from the beginning, correct? I read it again to where Satan says, I will mislead them. I will create in them false desires. I will order them to slit the ears of cattle and to deface the fair nature, created by Allah. Whoever, forsaking Allah, takes Satan for a friend has of a surety suffered a loss that is manifest. That is chapter 4, verse 119. So Satan, they say Satan is locked up in Ramadan. But he's not locked up if you're not fasting. Or say, and even if you cannot fast on physical food and physical drink, dear believers, you still join in the spirit of the fast, the intent of the fast. You still read the whole Quran. You still giving charity. You still can feed the poor and the hungry. So even if you have a health reason that prevents you from fast away from food and drink, don't think that excuses you from maintaining the spirit and the purpose and the intent of the fast. It does not. You still have to keep the spirit of the fast because the influences of the shaitan is working full time, and we have to still lock him up by controlling all of our appetites. So some folks have appetites to tease people. You can't do that during Ramadan. Some people have a tendency to want to tell jokes all day long. You can't do that during Ramadan. Even if you still have to eat and drink, you still control your anger. You can't go around arguing, cussing, and fussing during Ramadan. You should be arguing, cussing, fussing anyway. But Ramadan, so don't say, well, I have a medical condition, therefore I have to eat and drink. That's true. You have to. But you still have to maintain the other practices of Ramadan. How Satan is enticing us with drinking, with gambling, take us away from our remembrance of Allah. He's giving us thrills and frills, unlawful sex and unnatural sex. Satan is giving these things to us, and our government may have made drinking legal and gambling legal and unlawful sex legal. but not for the Muslims. You say we have a higher authority, the Quran. We hold to the laws of scripture and the laws of nature, and we have that right in America to hold to our book. Even if you don't like what our book says, that's on you. You don't like what nature says, that's on you. But as believers, we follow Allah's revelation in the scripture, and we follow Allah's revelation in nature, because Allah is speaking to us also in nature. This is what it's about, the fitra, the nature. Do not change the nature Allah gave to us. Don't allow drinking and gambling and unlawful sex or natural sex and other problems take us away from what we know what Allah said to do. We control the fast like we control the water coming out of our sink. We turn the faucet on when we want it, and we turn it off when we don't want it. We fast when Allah tells us to fast, and when Allah says don't fast, we don't fast. This is what we're doing. We are bringing ourselves back home to our original human nature. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. Those are just a reflection on my notes. If anybody has any questions or comments on that, you can press 1 on your phone. And if not, I appreciate you for listening. This is Words Made People, and we enjoy having you here. Support the PLLA. Again, the event is May 21st. I'm going to look at the flyer again. I think that's a Sunday, isn't it? That's a Saturday. It is not Sunday. It is Saturday. Saturday, May 21st, 2022. The flyer says 1 to 3. Now, someone said 1 to 4 on the program. But we know it's Chicago time. Chicago Central Standard Time. It will be in person at the Ethan Baja Center at 2525 West 71st Street. But it will also be virtual as well. So go to their website. The website is 53years.eventbrite.com. That's 53years.eventbrite.com. And you can buy your tickets there. If you want to, you can buy the ticket to someone for e-gift as well. They have a PO box for the PLLA. Again, that is Progressive Leadership Legacy Association. And the PO box is 43465. Again, PO box 43465, Chicago, Illinois, zip 60643. One more time, P.O. Box 43465, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And you want to ask questions, call Brother Clyde Akbar. Number is 312-296-7433. So I think I have a hand one up here. This is a caller from 312-900. Thanks for calling Works Made People. Question and comment, please. Right. 312-900. Am I on mute? I'm not on mute. Okay. I think it was it. I think that's all the callers that we had. No, I think I have one more here.
I had my phone on mute, Brother Shakir. This is Taft Abdullah from Chicago. Member of PLLA.
Taft.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Yeah, wow, brother. Oh, man. Oh. Yeah, you must be on. But Brother Taft. If you're on Bluetooth or earbuds or something, it's hard to hear you. You can talk right to your phone. We can hear you better.
I got it on speaker. Maybe I take it off. Yeah, these
phones can
be a issue. Anyway, I wanted to thank you for all your work and your efforts And the program is from 1 to 4 o'clock, not 3, 1 to 4.
Yeah, thank you. Well, the flyer on your website, it says 1 to 3 on the flyer on your website.
Right, right. But it's going to be from 1 to 4. And I just wanted to thank you for your good works. Praise be to Allah. May Allah bless you.
Alhamdulillah.
And it sounds like you may be coming this way, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you, too. It's been a while with the COVID. I haven't got seen you in a while. But, you know.
It has been a while.
It has been a while. But you know what? You know, I know it's our turn to work. And I know that you all came before us, and y'all paid some dues. And we owe a debt to you all. Those of you all still with us, those who have passed on. I know that this great community we have, it didn't just fall out of the sky. It came from hard work for you all. So we owe.
Right. Right, well, inshallah, we'll keep on until we can't go no more. And we'll do all we can.
I mean. We cannot stop now.
I might see you before then because my son had moved to, my baby boy had moved to Indianapolis. But
yes,
the COVID has been keeping us pretty well connected, and he's giving me another grandchild, so I might get down there before the affair, inshallah.
You got
I don't
my
know
number?
For sure yet.
You got
I
my
think
number?
So. I think I do.
You haven't changed.
In case.
You haven't changed.
If I haven't changed, I got it.
Okay. Give me a call.
I sure will. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, man. Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaykum as-salam. Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you, brother. And brother Taff Abdullah, he's a board member also of PLLA. I think I got a caller here from, I'm not sure if this number here is 310. Thanks for calling Works Made People. You have a question or comment, please. 310-704? Okay. I guess you don't have a question.
I'm making ready, ma'am. That's probably was my number, but I wasn't calling in at this time.
Oh, okay.
No
problem.
Tommy.
Yes, sir. That's Tommy from L.A.
Yes, sir. But since you got me on, I just want to thank you for a beautiful program. And I would just want to say, Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak to all the guests and listeners on the program today. Beautiful program. May Allah continue to bless you.
I mean, alhamdulillah, Ramadan Mubarak to you and all the believers in L.A. And the whole West Coast.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I think that's going to do it for today, inshallah. I do think it is. Hey, Ramadan is going quick. Alhamdulillah. We got a few more days to get in. We're going to celebrate Eid here, I think, on May 2nd, inshallah. All right. So be sure to pass the word. The shows are archived. And we have other programs here as well. You can tune in on these different days. Let me get these days right here. Today's the 24th, right? Tomorrow's the 25th. Let me see. Okay, so Tuesday we got a program at 5 p.m. It's called The Science of Health and You. With Brother Rashid from St. Louis, Missouri. Again, it's titled The Science of Health and You. That'll be 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 4 p.m. Central Time. I guess the West Coast, they'll make that 2 p.m. called The Science of Health and You. Call the same number you called today. And then on Wednesday, we got the Parents and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. That's what our illustrious host, Brother Mark Shahi from the STL, as he say, the STL. They say Atlanta got the ATL. He got one, too, called the STL, St. Louis. And he'll be on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central Time. And that, again, is the Parent and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And then on Thursday, he has, again, called Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. That is on the 28th. That's a Thursday. And that's called the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab at 5 p.m. And the last program we have here, he called the MGM. We're not talking about the one in L.A., California. He got his own MGM. It's called the Muslim Global Message Roundtable Discussion. And that will be Saturday, April 30th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Central Time. I guess it will be 10 a.m. L.A. time. So tune in to this station. It's called Station IWDM. We thank our brother Khalid Islam for creating this station for us. I think that's all I have to say today. I think anybody else has, is this a new caller here for 314? I think we've got one more caller that want to talk to us. Caller from 314-435.
Yes, sir.
Thank
and
you
for
calling
Words
Made People. I'm my phone.
Thank you once again, Imam Mikhail Sayyid, and to the IWDM radio listening audience, Mark Shaheed again. Thank you so much, Brother Imam, for making those announcements. Just one addendum to say that those times that you gave, this is only for the month of Ramadan, in lieu of the month of Ramadan, because those shows generally are scheduled in the evening when we're not in the month of Ramadan. So we can show the respect for the believers across the country, especially those in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. They'll be able to break their fast on time, fly to Maghrib, and also the iftar with their family and also community. So after Ramadan, those productions that Imam Mikhail Sahir gave, they will return to the regularly scheduled time here on IWDM Radio. And so just stay tuned to IWDM Radio, and you'll get those times that the shows that he gave will return after the month of Ramadan. Thank you so much, and may Allah continue to bless you and us with a beautiful, beautiful Ramadan and also Eid al-Fitr. As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaykum as-salam. Ramadan Mubarak to you and to our listening audience. Inshallah, we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum.
People, every day, trying to do things their own way. But everything you see, touch, smell, those are things that tell you words to think twice before you step on your advice. Make sure your words hold true, cause people hold you to your words. They make people and people. They make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your world. If your words are jive, then jive you are. Cause those type of words, they don't go far. Think and start, work and buy. From ideas deep in your mind, it's words that make people. And people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your mind. Thank you, WD, for setting me free with words. pick out the words that make your world. If your words are good, then good you'll be, cause those kind of words that set you free. When thinking starts, words come back from ideas deep in your mind. You need words to make people, and people to make the world go round. Words that make people. Thank you, WD, for setting me free with words.
Thank you. Glorify.